Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of what they called an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. He also urged everyone to continue to live normally in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attack in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32. Iraqi special forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from Islamic State control. Officials said jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians who are also leaving the area. French news agency reported that at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in just a few hours. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in Damascus, while U.S. and Russian military officials were meeting to talk about Russia's attack on a U.S.-backed Syrian rebel force this week. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, Washington accusing Russia of targeting U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups more often than the Islamic State terrorist. Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. Court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants. Two other defendants who had worked in Morsi's office were sentenced to life in prison. This is VOA News.